Have we been studying fashion incorrectly? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Damayante Eluwawolij, assistant professor of fashion design at Albright College, lays out the reasons to give fashion history an alteration.
Fashion, clothing, and aesthetics has been studied in depth in many facets, for example, sociologically, economically, psychologically, culturally, etc. However, most importantly, theoretical comprehension and application of fashion and clothing theory has only recently acquired significance through scholarly developments, as the history of fashion theory and its evolution remains to be written. The understanding of chronological development of the ideas and concepts not only contributes to the understanding of existing fashion and aesthetic-related knowledge, but also to the comprehension of other humanities disciplines. The lack of theoretical comprehension in the context of history in fashion and clothing has led some writers to misinterpret the fashion historiography. There are many noted discrepancies in relation to many present-day fashion, clothing, and aesthetics writings. For example, failing to acknowledge the uniqueness between the centuries and eras, failing to interpret within the appropriate historical context. For example, costumes throughout the ages have symbolically expressed the inner philosophical thoughts which directed the behavior of the given epochs. Clothes exemplify society and culture of the particular era and environment. The differences between clothing styles and fashions varied throughout pre-20th centuries. Therefore, the differences between clothing, fashion, and aesthetic theories also varied and unique to each century, and therefore failing to acknowledge the differences between fashion theories between the centuries, etc. For example, 19th century theorists such as Veblen and Simmel regarded differentiation and stratification as essential preconditions of fashion, whilst 20th century theorist Herbert Bloomer regards fashion as an expression of collective behavior, that is, the fashion mechanisms appears not in response to a need for class differentiation and class emulation, but in response to a wish to be in fashion.
That was Damayante Eluwawolij of Albright College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.